Hello, welcome back to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Tarot series. If you're new here, you don't have to go start at the beginning, but you can if you want. It starts with the Fool, but we're just making our way through the major arcana, through the Fool's journey of the tarot cards. To see what each card represents, we dive into some themes, some imagery, and some journal questions. If you're not interested in learning how to read tarot, that's fine. Maybe you'll find this interesting, or you can skip this episode, but it also just helps to awaken these parts of ourselves. The Fool's journey exists within everyone. There are archetypes that exist within us all, so learning about each card one by one and learning about the Hierophant for today may awaken something within you, may allow you to reflect on certain parts of yourselves, part of your journey, part of your life, and you can leave the podcast today with a greater understanding of who you are at this moment. But if you are a budding reader, this will help you understand the card, maybe be able to read it for different situations a little bit better, and to really get into the imagery and what this card represents and how it can show up in a reading. The Hierophant is interesting for me. I think it's a card that I push back against a lot personally, but when it comes up reversed in a reading, I love it. I am a reversed Hierophant energy for sure. So we'll talk about it today, but it's a little bit more religious than this individual spiritualism. And we can dive into that even deeper. We can dive into that so much deeper within the episode today, because it's definitely a side of spirituality that is different than what we usually talk about here, that tarot wouldn't necessarily fit into. And there's this idea of conformity behind it that I don't really vibe with, but is important to have in the tarot deck because that energy exists and you do need to talk about it sometimes, and it is going to come up in a reading once in a while, sometimes even more than that. So it's important to have all energies on earth in the deck. And even if it's a card you don't love, even if it's a card you don't vibe with, that doesn't mean you can't learn a lot from it. So come into this today with an open heart, open mind, and let's dive into the Hierophant card. Welcome to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, tarot reader, spiritual coach, past life regression practitioner, and your personal spiritual hype girl. I'm here to help you break down your walls and practice the radical vulnerability you need to get to know your soul at its very core. This podcast will give you the guidance to change your fear into power and take those first steps on your ultimate journey to soul transformation. So take a deep breath and let's get mystical. All right, so like I was saying in the intro, the Hierophant card is a bit more of a card that I don't love the energy of. I don't subscribe to that energy. It's very conformist. It's organized religion. It's this conveyor belt track that society puts you on. It's societal expectations. And I mean, as someone who does passive regression, reads tarot, calls herself a psychic medium, and has made that my career, that's not really my jam, and I think you can understand why. It just is kind of the foil of who I am. And I love to push boundaries. I love a little bit of freedom. I love a little bit of individuality. I live across the world from where I grew up right now. I do a job where it's really off the beaten track, and so does my partner at the moment. And there's just not a lot of Hierophant energy within me, but that doesn't mean I can't learn a lot from it. And same with you. So let's look at some themes here. So this is like the Emperor to the Empress, but the Hierophant is the foil and the match of the High Priestess. So the High Priestess is that individual spirituality. It's the divine, the cosmos. You're going to look at things like tarot, astrology, all of that, where the Hierophant, even in his imagery, which we'll talk about later, has a lot of similarities to someone like the Pope. The Hierophant is conformity. It's organized religion. He represents a spiritual mentor, but very much on this earthly plane. He speaks towards forming a spiritual community. And I always see this card as taking the next step on your traditional path. So this can be a little bit like conveyor belt-like, but that doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. This could come as a marriage, it could come as buying a house, it could come as a promotion, a job, whatever that next step is. And depending on what card it comes up with, this could also mean your individual path, right? If it comes up with a card that means a little bit more like chasing your passions, this may mean taking a next step on your personal path. So for me, when this card is pulled, it doesn't normally mean, oh, this super traditional step is being taken. It does mean, okay, it's time to take the next step that you've been wanting to take. And when it comes up reversed, it's all about stepping out of convention, off that conveyor belt, and really into your own energy, off the beaten path. And I love that energy. Some other terms that will come up with the Hierophant are conforming, which I think I've said like 8 times in this podcast, respect, teaching, traditional rules, traditional ceremony, status quo, guru / leader energy, because the Hierophant is a spiritual leader. It's just a spiritual leader of some sort of community and in a very religious, more like traditional rules space. It's someone teaching the rules. You could say the same about me. You're listening to this podcast and I'm telling you all this. I'm giving Hierophant energy right now as a spiritual guru. I think the difference of it is my energy is take what resonates with you, leave what doesn't. Whereas a Hierophant energy is more like these are the rules. This is what you follow. It's a bit more black and white rather than a choose your own adventure, which is how I like to see spirituality. So this is going to come up at a big moment in your life when you're taking a big step forwards. It often is saying, yes, go take this step. And let's tune into the imagery here and I'll explain why. So you'll see on the classic Rider-Waite tarot, which is what I'll be talking about and referencing today, if you have a different tarot, there might be similar imagery, but the artist may have interpreted it a little different, shifted some things, or just made it their own. So what I'm talking today, especially with imagery, is that classic Rider-Waite tarot. So if you look at the card itself, the Hierophant has his hand raised, and this hand being raised is a blessing. The Hierophant is blessing this next step, saying, yes, the energy is there. This is the right thing to do. Take that next step forwards. This is divine blessing. Your step, your manifestation, you are being called to take this. This could be the universe, your guides screaming at you to just take that step already. You are protected. You have their blessing. It's going to be okay. You may also notice the big gray columns behind him. And this is that callback to the High Priestess. She had the black and the white columns that are really representing that duality. Here they're blended into gray. They show the merging of two energies and bringing that energy down to earth. It's about taking the yin and yang, the masculine and the feminine, and packaging them in a way that is understandable and earthly accessible. And that's what the Hierophant does when he brings it all down and leads that way. There's a lot of religious text within this, a lot of religious imagery, because like I said, he is more of a figure that rules over conventional or organized religion rather than like the spiritual fluid freeness of the High Priestess. And so you see that big three-tiered crown, you see the three-lined scepter sort of staff thing. And this can, first of all, represent that Holy Trinity, right? That religious Holy Trinity. You also see the crosses on his robes. It's very religious Christianity coded. And the crown itself is very similar to the Pope's. And this signifies his ruling over this organized religion and convention, like I was saying before. But you'll also notice his robes are red. So this signifies not only, like I said, his connection to the Pope and his rules over the Pope and what he rules, but it also shows his connection to that Emperor card, indicating that his rulings are more of a physical ruling of the physical world of spiritual belief, rather than that divine plane. He represents societal convention and views. And this is also seen with the two monks there. They're the first representation of other people or a sense of community in the Major Arcana thus far. Every single other Major Arcana card has been a singular figure. The Hierophant has a community. They symbolize the searching for spiritual guidance. Maybe when you pull this card, you are searching for guidance for your next step. Or maybe you are being called in as a leader. Maybe you are the Hierophant and you have a community. Whatever it is, you have multiple ways of being represented now in this card. So the options for it in a reading kind of open a little bit about what role you could be playing. The monks are wearing roses and lilies. This is a callback to the Magician card. They represent passion and pure intentions that are needed to commit yourself to your next step. You need to be passionate about that next step to see it through, and you have to have pure intentions. You have to come back to that why, is what the Hierophant reminds you. It can't just be for greed. It can't be for something that somebody else wants for you. You do need to have that pure intention to really see through that next step. They can also represent growing from old ideas and change, as the lilies and roses are maturing and blooming. So it represents kind of like changing ideas. It represents society and how they might have a conveyor belt for you, but this conveyor belt is always slightly changing. So it does need to come from pure intent. The keys in the middle represent the key to unlocking spiritual knowledge and wisdom. Listen to what those around you are saying at this time, to what your mentors are saying. It can also signify unlocking your next step. So yes, this is a card about societal views, but you have to remember it's never going to come up in a negative way. When this card comes up, it's saying listen to people around you, listen to your community. I know if you're like me, you might feel pushback to that convention, to that tradition, to that conveyor belt. But when this card comes up, it's not coming from a harmful point of view. It's coming from a place of, no, this is the right step. Listen to those around you. Listen to what your heart is saying, what your pure intentions are saying. Because sometimes we're like, I want to buy a house, but then everything starts to get clouded. Or maybe you want to go for a job, but then you think, is that just what society wants me to do? I don't know. But when this card comes up, you have that divine blessing with his hand up, right? You have that blessing. You can go for it. It is all being divinely supported right now. So even though this card can feel uncomfortable for some of us sometimes, and the ideas behind it, if you heard it right away, you're like, ugh, I don't want to be on a conveyor belt. I don't want to be part of an organized religion. I don't like convention. I don't like society's views. It's like, okay, that's fine. You don't have to, but sometimes you do have to listen to other people, and sometimes you do need to take a traditional step. And that doesn't mean that you agree with everything the Hierophant stands for, but it does mean that that energy is present for you and you do need to take some steps. It doesn't mean you have to lose your individuality or your authority. It just means that sometimes you gotta do what is expected of you, and not because it's expected of you, but because it's right for you and it's actually what you're meant to be doing. It's like that idea of a martyr. Like, you don't want to just keep shooting yourself in the foot and not doing something just because somebody else says that you should. You can't take things away from you based off of principle if they're truly something you want, truly something you need. And the Hierophant is there to remind you of that if you're a bit more hard-headed like I am. So with that being said, there's all the imagery of the Hierophant. And even if it feels uncomfortable, for me, it's, like I said, a card that feels so uncomfortable. I keep saying this, but this is me self-projecting. Like, maybe you heard this and you're like, I vibe with it. I vibe with this energy. I am ready to take a next step. I feel it deeply. And you're like, I would love to pull this card. That's amazing. But regardless from what feeling you're flowing from, I think that there's so much understanding of ourselves and our path and where we want to go and how we kind of fit into this life. And so I have some journal prompts for you to wrap it all up so you can start to get into this energy of the Hierophant and see how it shows up for you and see how you should move forwards with it, how this archetype lies within your soul. So the first prompt is, what do I care about most in life? What is consistently a top priority for me, or something I continue to put time, energy, and money towards? So stop there, answer that, and then continue on with this one. What am I putting time, energy, and money towards that is not super important to me, that does not bring me joy or fulfillment? Why am I doing this, and what would it take to adjust it? And then number two, how will what you're manifesting give back to your community and those around you? Why and how will the world be a better place if you get your manifestations? That taps into that community aspect, right? This is that light side of the Hierophant that I really like. It's reminding you that sometimes you can get things in life because you get to help your community. And that can be really powerful and really allow you to feel so much more worthy of your manifestations, and therefore they come in even faster, even stronger, even bigger. Number three, get super clear on your month, 6 month, 1 year, and 5 year timelines. What are you calling in? Where do you want to be? What do you want to have? Who do you want to be? And how do you want to feel? This can be really overwhelming. I know for me, super overwhelming. I don't know where I'm going to be in 3 months, let alone 5 years. So remember, these don't have to be concrete. It's just getting the idea. It's awakening up this path that the Hierophant holds. And you're allowed to change it. It's not within Hierophant energy to change it, which is why it can feel overwhelming. But know that this isn't concrete. You're just playing with this energy a little bit. Number four, if you could devote your life to one thing, what would it be? Number five, write a list of 5 people you admire most, your heroes. We're getting into that guru mentor, you're the monk sort of role. Now write down 3 qualities you admire most about each of them. Now write down how these qualities already exist within you. How can you start expressing them even more in your life today? Those are your journal questions. Like I said, I don't vibe with Hierophant energy too much because I don't like the idea of organized religion and convention. That's just my energy around it, my story. But I love these journaling questions. And when I start to work with them, I realize, you know what? I think I do love the energy of the Hierophant. It's just I need to take what I vibe with, and I need to leave behind what I don't. Because some of what the Hierophant stands for, I really love. I love this idea of forming a spiritual community, giving back to your community. And I also really love this idea of looking up to people and following their lead and realizing that so much of what you admire within them already exists within you. I don't love the idea of idolizing, which is where I think me and the Hierophant clash. But that's why I've also kind of, I think, made it my own a little bit. And so can you as a reader. So can you awakening this archetype. What does the Hierophant mean to you? You can leave the organized religion. You can leave the idealism. You can leave idolizing people. And you can step into, how do I embody my heroes? How do I embody my own spirituality? What is my traditional path? What does tradition mean to me? And that's where you really get into this energy and you start to find something kind of special. So this is my invitation to you today. Maybe you really, really vibe with this energy. Maybe you don't, but where do you vibe with it? Where in those journal questions, in that imagery, in those key words, did you say, ooh, I like that. Ooh, that felt good to me. And dive into that deeper. And if you ever have a tarot card that you feel this way towards, like I feel towards the Hierophant, find those touch points. And maybe you just really love the reversed. Maybe you've loved the reversed energy of it, so you love when it comes up, but realize that even in the way that you don't vibe with it, it still has a place in the energetic journey. It still has a place in this world. It still exists. So we need to accept that as readers. It can be really easy to glorify everything as a reader and say, okay, I'm always going to take the Hierophant just to mean your individual path. And it's like, no, because guess what? Societal views, organized religion, and convention still exists within the world. So we can't erase that in our personal readings just because it's not what we vibe with. So for me anyways, and maybe for some of you, this month is about embracing something that I don't really vibe with, that I don't really feel that comfortable in, and figuring out how it plays a role in my personal life. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did and you want to learn more about tarot, I'm actually hosting a tarot class. It's just going to be a small, intimate group of people. So if you want to grab one of those spots, I haven't been pushing it too much. I kind of just want it to be casual. So there's a couple, I think I'd open like 2 or 3 more seats. So you can jump in. It is $125, I believe. But if you use the code JOURNAL, I'll give you $26 off. It'll be $99. It's a 3-course module. They will be live, but you can watch the replay and you'll get a big fat tarot book about tarot and get to rifle through it and learn all about the Rider-Waite deck. So if that sounds like something you want, use code JOURNAL, and I'll put the link down below so that you can join. It starts this Sunday, so get your booty inside if that's where you want to be. But if not, I'll see you next month for another Embody Tarot series, and I'll see you next week for another magical episode. All right, bye!